Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Is she in there?
Welcome back to Project Independence and you for the final segment of February 28th, Project Independence in You, right here at WCWP.org. What a great show we had, and you know, definitely want to thank the director of the station, Dan Cox, and Janine Solero, our administrator, and of course, Victoria Honorado, the engineer extraordinaire, and her assistant engineer, who's training right now, and it's great to be working with Ren. So thanks for working with us so well, and you've been quite enjoyable. And I don't know, the rest of the show, what is going on?
Well, Otto had mentioned prior to the break about the hearing van.
Yes, yes.
So the next location is going to be on March 3rd at Fuchsia Park. That'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You do not need to register, which I think is always great. And the St. Francis van will also be there. So you can kind of do like a one-stop shop. You don't have to make reservations for each. You can get
that
a go-in.
That worked out well.
And I think it's really great, you know, and it also takes off a lot of pressure. You know, you can kind of just roll in. And the fact Otto was saying getting your hearing checked is so important. And it could really just change your quality of life in so many different ways that you wouldn't even realize. So,
I mean, the bottom line to me with hearing, all right, hearing aids are far from perfect. That's a fact. I don't care what they say. They help a lot. And I can't imagine what it would be like. I wear hearing aids. I could not imagine what it would be like if I couldn't have those. I mean, it would be not good.
No.
You know, you don't realize what you don't hear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that's the biggest thing with hearing. You just don't know mm-hmm. what you don't
right.
hear.
Right. You could be, and it's isolating.
Yep.
If you're with a group of people, you can't engage in conversation.
No,
you don't.
We've had the Alzheimer's Association on before, and they always say the correlation between those who have hearing loss with Alzheimer's because of this, and your brain is
dementia,
not,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
so it's, I mean, you think about the impact of that, and just by getting your hearing checked and getting a hearing aid to, you know, hopefully curb that or prevent that, whatever it might be, you know, is
to important. Me, the biggest thing is to anybody who's listening to this thing that can't hear well, you don't realize what you don't hear. You really don't know. And believe me, there's a lot of things. I never knew water made noise when it came out of a tap. I did know years ago, obviously, but I forgot. And when you first put a hearing aid on and all of a sudden you hear the water.
Well, that's what everyone says.
Say, where did this come from? How come this thing is making noise now? Well, it made noise all along. And, you know, just it's unbelievable.
It's like a reawakening almost.
Yeah, it's like if you just are so fat-headed about the fact that you don't need a hearing assistance, you've got to do something about it.
I know I'm like 6 years away because of all those rock shows that I went
well,
to in
I mean,
my
your
youth.
Generation with the
she
music.
She says in her youth, she's still going to the
I'm
now,
still,
so
going.
Still going.
I'm still rocking.
Christina hardly ever goes to a concert.
No, I know. You know. She's one to talk.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully by the time any of there'll be like some kind of chip implanted or something. Yeah. Those, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there will be.
I know, but
well,
it really
anyhow,
is
the point being.
Absolutely, and I agree absolutely with Otto because it's something important to do. And the fact is these things are free, and you don't need to register, you know, so this is a great kind of initial check.
Just to get checked
yeah,
out.
Yeah, just
checked.
To kind right. of get checked it's out. Low stress.
You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about, if I may, is the Project Independence Exercise and Fitness Program. Mm-hmm. So we have a growing program. It is just I don't want to say it's out of control. It's a good thing. So we are up to, Otto, 17 classes a week.
So crazy.
At
a week.
five or six different locations in the town.
Wow.
We close classes out the first day of registration. We have Margaret, who teaches at Clinton Martin Park on Mondays. Her first class is just a general fitness class. We had the first day of sign up, we had 95 people sign up. That room could only accommodate 75. So we had to put people on a waiting list. You know, we offer those people all the other classes that are available. And, you know, it definitely lets us know that the next time we, next year, we're going to have two fitness classes. Like, we will have to pay attention to what classes are really heavy. But we have closed at least half the classes. We're at the Roslyn Community Center. We're at CGN.
Port Washington.
Yes, we can.
Port Washington.
All free.
All free. Yeah, we ask that everybody has to sign a waiver. It's very important, and it, you know, it protects everybody.
And I think it's important to know, too, you know, there's such a mix of exercise classes, so you don't, you know, it's not like everything is so strenuous. You know, you have a Tai Chi, you have a yoga, fitness, Zumba, line dancing.
And, you know, and within each class, you have people who are in a lot of different, you know, conditions. Some people, which is wonderful, is they're for the first time in their lives there.
Yep.
They're working out. So the instructor has to be able to understand her audience, her class, and, you know, who, making sure everybody has the proper sneakers on, everybody brings a bottle of water, and, you know, there's chairs nearby. So, you know, we have to close classes out because you can't have 100 people in a class, you know, and one instructor. So, and also continue to offer these classes at no charge. So, you know, we appreciate everybody's understanding. It's frustrating when someone wants to join a class and it's closed out. But we do have a total of 17 classes at so many different locations in the town, and they're free. And people can sign up for 3 classes at different locations. It's just there are classes that are going to close out because they are so popular.
Now, a thought, all right, and I think it's great that there are closing out classes and whatnot. So basically somebody goes to a class, they go once a week, right? I don't think once a week is enough, my opinion. So my point being, don't just make that all you do. You have to do something else. And that doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to lift 300 pounds every day, you know, for an hour. You have to walk a little bit and stretch a little bit and do other things.
You know, Otto, you always bring up the greatest points, because when you do the exercise classes at the town, you can go Monday to Margaret's fitness class. You can also go Wednesday to Mike's yoga class. And you can go Friday to a Tai Chi class in Roslyn. So
you're
getting, like you're saying, it's not just once a week. But I think most people that do go to the classes, they do multiple classes, or they're active or they're proactive in their fitness regime. So, but the one thing is, Project Independence is by far one of the best aging in place programs there is. We know that. It's not the only thing. People, like, even with the transportation program, when transportation program for some people doesn't work, you know, if maybe their doctor is outside of the town, or, you know, or one of their doctors is outside of the town, or they don't need to go food shopping. So in those instances, it's really that Project Independence is there if you need it. You always need to have a backup plan too. So,
and Project Independence is able to, the social workers, the nurses, Sherry, the mobility manager, are able to connect you to these other services and programs out there.
Or guide you.
Right, it's
really
one phone call, which is my favorite.
Yep. Right, one call, and, you know, and I don't think we've ever had an instance where we've been like, I'm sorry, we're not going to help you.
Yeah.
You know, even if people call when they're outside the town,
you know,
or just outside the town.
I think about Hurricane Sandy. You know, we were with the only town that was really open, and we
with
were
the 311
all, yeah, we were
call
all on the
center.
And the calls that we were getting, and it sticks in my head so well because I just remember so many of those calls were from other townships, you know. And
they couldn't get through anywhere.
And even though they were in the town, you know, we weren't like, sorry, you know, buy a house in North Hempstead. We would we would really try and help them and give them some kind of services or numbers to call in their area.
Right. Well, you will get a human being when you call 311.
And that's the most important thing.
And a responsive return if they can't handle it right away.
So Project Independence is part of your circle of support. Yeah. I mean, we're a big part for a lot of people because we do provide so many services, and we do have the ability to refer to all these incredible services that are out there on Long Island, you know?
That's another topic, by the way, that circle of support I haven't heard as much about lately. And I think it's a tremendous idea. I've given that to a number of people who I know who are in a category of being alone or whatever. And I'm going to make a on-the-air request here that thing be digitized.
Well, your request has already been passed to myself because I made the Circle of Support. So I have to convert it because it was made in Publisher. So I'm going to convert it into Word. So this way, most people have Word, but a lot of people don't have Publisher.
So it'll be a form that right. a social worker could basically have a laptop.
Yeah, and save it on there, and then it's way easier to update.
And then that could be sent to the family members.
Right.
You know, it could be.
Are you talking about being able to like put the data in from
words,
the laptop,
booklet,
yeah, or not
right.
printing? Yeah,
yeah.
So
the
digital,
booklet,
yes,
the booklet right. would now be an electronic
right.
form.
Well, you heard it here first.
You heard it here first, and I am working on it. It's on my to-do list.
We have about a minute, a little more than a minute left. What a show,
I know,
Otto.
There's so much information.
It's always great to co-host with you. It's always fun. It's always informative. And,
thank
you, Christina.
Rebecca,
oh, you're welcome.
In, as always, you did a fabulous job.
It's always
job.
Great, and Christina always pulls together such a great show. And
well,
I think the three of us have
do a great job,
yes.
both of you and your.
We're a solid team.
We
at this
are a
radio
solid
show.
Team.
And I just want to remind everyone: always call 311 or 869-6011 for any information. I have a whole other stack of things
I know.
That we could talk about. So call 311, and you can get all that information.
There's so much going on. So
just make sure you go on the Polar Plunge March
7th. I knew Otto was with the Polar Plunge.
Christina and Rebecca will be.
What? Yeah. Okay.
They'll be on television.
Otto will be with us. So. Have a wonderful
I'll be
weekend.
With you in spirit.
Great weekend, and Project Independence in You will be here next week, starting at 10 a.m.